la vida no se detiene cuando te enfermas. Las vacunas contra las enfermedades respiratorias pueden protegerte para que juegues con tu compañero fiel. Según tu edad y tu salud, podrían recomendarte vacunas contra la gripe, el COVID-19, el VRS o la infección neumocócica. Vacunarte puede ayudarte a seguir en el juego. Infórmate en cdeep.org/es/vacunas-protegen. Presentado por The American Lung Association y CBIP, combatiendo enfermedades respiratorias infecciosas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome back to Calm and Confident, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to navigate this crazy world. I'm Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, life can be a roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of emotions you just don't know how to handle. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show instead of the other way around? That's where today's episode comes in. We're diving deep into creating a safe space for emotional healing, because let's face it, ignoring those feelings doesn't make them disappear. It just makes things messier. So, buckle up, grab your favorite cup of coffee, and get ready to unpack some serious strategies to build that inner sanctuary where you can truly heal and emerge stronger than ever. Now, here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you on this journey. 1. Embrace vulnerability. Let's be real, vulnerability is often seen as a weakness, but it's actually the foundation of true strength. Think about it, when you open up to yourself and allow your emotions to flow freely without judgment, you're creating space for healing to begin. It's like ripping off the band-aid, painful at first, but necessary for the wound to close properly. 2. Self-compassion is key. Ever heard the phrase, be kind to yourself? Yeah, it's not just a cute saying, it's essential. When you treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a dear friend going through a tough time, you create a safe haven for emotional healing. Imagine that being your own best cheerleader, even when things get rough. 3. Mindfulness is your secret weapon. This isn't about meditation retreats in the Himalayas, although those are pretty cool. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on life's chaos and observing your thoughts and emotions as they arise, without getting swept away by them. Imagine it as a gentle wave washing over you instead of crashing down. 4. Connect with supportive people. We are social creatures, wired for connection. Surrounding yourself with people who offer genuine support and understanding can make all the difference. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Sharing your burdens with trusted friends or family can lighten the load and provide a sense of belonging. 5. Seek professional guidance when needed. Listen, sometimes we all need a little extra help navigating life's storms. There's no shame in seeking professional guidance from a therapist or counselor. They have the tools and expertise to help you process your emotions, develop coping mechanisms, and emerge stronger on the other side. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed by emotions. Maybe it was a stressful situation at work, a tough conversation with a loved one, or even just a general feeling of anxiety. Now picture yourself in a safe space, a place where you feel calm, supported, and able to process those feelings without judgment. You could be curled up in your favorite armchair with a good book, taking a quiet walk in nature, or simply sitting quietly and focusing on your breath. No matter what the space looks like, the key is creating an environment where you feel comfortable being yourself, even the parts of you that are vulnerable and scared. So, let's recap: embracing vulnerability, practicing self-compassion, incorporating mindfulness, building a strong support system, and seeking professional help when needed are all crucial steps in creating a safe space for emotional healing. Remember, folks, this journey is about progress, not perfection. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and never hesitate to ask for help along the way. You've got this. Now, head over to our social media page and share your thoughts on what makes a safe space for emotional healing. Let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Calm and Confident, new episodes every day, ready to equip you with the tools you need to navigate life with calmness and confidence. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember you are capable of incredible things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.